USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Ohio Representative Mike Turner says the handling of classified documents should be readdressed, given the recent discovery and the possession of current and former members of the executive branch.
The process of classifying documents is uniquely under the president by the Constitution. Supreme Court's ruled. So you would think there that the handling of these documents would be even that much more secure.
Turner, appearing on ABC's This Week, called for an investigation into the chain of custody to nail down how such sensitive material can get misplaced. An equal percentage of Americans are concerned about the classified documents found in possession of former President Trump and President Biden. A new NBC News poll revealed 67% of Americans were troubled by the findings. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says the beating death of Tyree Nichols by Memphis police was racially motivated. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Crump said the fundamental issue was the institutionalized police culture of using excessive force against people of color. A former Georgia police officer investigated for a religious social media post that claimed, quote, there's no such thing as gay marriage, said he was pressured to resign after being told he could be fired for sharing those beliefs, Fox News reported. 19-year-old Jacob Kersey, who quit the Port Wentworth Police Department earlier this month, said he was placed on administrative leave January 4th after he refused to remove the Facebook post regarding his Christian belief about marriage, the outlet said. An Arctic blast is blowing into the Midwest and Plains states.
It would be the coldest weather since Christmas for this region, with locations from eastern Montana to northern Minnesota likely remaining below zero for highs through Monday, maybe even into Tuesday. Wind chills could reach 40 below at times for these areas, highs in the 0 to 10 degree range. I'm Corey Myers.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is optimistic about his upcoming meeting with President Biden to discuss the debt ceiling.
I want to find a reasonable and a responsible way that we can lift the debt ceiling with take control of this runaway spending.
McCarthy appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Is there a link between COVID-19 and heart attacks?
A recent study by researchers at the Schmidt Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center point to a possible connection between heart attacks among younger adults and the virus. Those between 25 and 44 years old saw the highest increase of all age groups at nearly 30%. The research indicates several possible explanations, including pre-existing conditions, but also job loss, financial pressures, and social anxiety that many have experienced as a result of the pandemic. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. Surgeon General says 13 is too young for children to join social media. Speaking with CNN, Vivek Murthy explained the skewed and distorted environment of social media does a disservice to children who are still developing their identity. Avatar: The Way of Water continues to dominate North American box offices. James Cameron's blockbuster earned another $16 million this weekend in theaters from the U.S. to Canada. Avatar 2 has made more than $620 million domestically and over $2 billion globally as it becomes the fourth highest grossing movie of all time. Coming in second for the weekend, Puss in Boots: The Last Wish. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.